Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
First online real money wager only. Minimum $5 wager required for 7 consecutive days. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
And I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
All right, it's 9:06 on this hump day. Roger, yesterday was Mr. and Mrs. Fake Sterling's 25th wedding anniversary, and today is Miss Fake Sterling's birthday. Doo-doo-doo! So hashtag bless. So they're listening right now, so give a shout-out to them.
Happy anniversary to Joshua and Ashley Kelly. They were there at Boudreaux's last night. They're Hot Springs people.
Yeah, you betcha.
They came to they did what they did last year. They came and celebrated their anniversary last year, and they came and celebrated with Ginger and Jimmy Kuhn, who are having an anniversary on their 40th on the 28th of this month. But this today is the third anniversary of Ashley and Joshua.
Because you're off Thursday night.
This Thursday I'm off.
So that's why they came over. That was really nice of them. By the way,
really nice.
Fake Sterling is Steve, so Steve, thank you for that. Also, before I went in to trivia last night, I met the guy, the owner of 501 Salon, right down in that same shopping center. Yep. I said, you need to come down and do trivia. So he and his buddies were there talking, and anyway, so I told him, we're going to give you a shout-out tomorrow.
Oh, well, there
and
you go.
Come by and,
come by and play trivia.
That's exactly right. All right, let's bring in our man Joe Nichols here, Roger
Dodge. He is our man.
I know there's a lot of people that are upset about graffiti. We may just go prime time tomorrow, thanks to Fence Brokers and Chris Walker.
That's huge.
And we
That's huge.
Today, we got to play a match game brought to you by U.S. Truck Accessories and Searcy and Conway. So we're going to do that. So here we go, Jim.
He's one of the best artists to come from the state of Arkansas. He's got 5 number one hits, 2 Grammy Awards, and 4 nominations. He's brought to you by Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. From headlight to taillight and everything in sight, they provide dependable repairs and massive inventory on heavy-duty parts ready to roll. Visit PowersTruckParts.com today. Now, here's the Natural State's very own Joe Nichols.
Joey!
Good morning, Joe.
Hey. Morning. How are you, fellas?
We're doing great. I tell you, you know, we've been following baseball and softball. You know, Roger pointed this out the other day. Since February, it's a long, grinding season of a lot of games.
And just like that
is over with. Razorback golf, over with. They didn't get a chance to win a national championship. The only thing left out there from the Razorback standpoint is track and field. But I thought it was an entertaining year, disappointing from a baseball standpoint. Didn't get back to Omaha, but it was historic for the ladies to get to OKC.
Yeah. Absolutely. Proud of the Hogs, you know. That's that time of year where you just kind of can't stand it. Can't stand waiting for football and, man, just waiting for any kind of good basketball news.
Yeah.
I think I'm a little too obsessed with what we're going to do at the 5 this year. So I think I'm a little too far down. Anyway, it's that time of year where all the cool sports, to me, all the ones that I follow are gone for a little bit.
Yep. Well, we are down here in Little Rock. We're big fans of the Trojans of UALR, the Little Rock Trojans, and Chris Curry, who was an assistant under Dave Van Horn for at least 1 or 2 years up there. And love the fact that there's some Cinderella stories out there like the Little Rock Trojans and Troy and St. John and forget who, Cal Poly. So it's fun to – somebody's made the point too, Joe. It seemed like this year it felt more like March Madness than March Madness. You've got a lot of chalk the last couple of years in March Madness, but – This regional baseball playoff was really fun and exciting to watch.
Yeah, it's awesome. I'm always a fan of anything, or most anything, most everybody that comes out of the state of Arkansas on a national level. I love the UALR story, and I root for, like I said, anything that comes out of my home state to be successful.
Yeah, that's what Roger.
Like Justin Moore.
No, not listen. And we don't have Justin today, or he'd already said something already. By the way, Justin is performing Saturday night at Magic Springs. Tyler Kench opening up for him. So we always don't get to see Justin do his thing, so we're going to try to go by and say hello to him and watch him do his thing.
That's the only way we get to see him.
And so here's the other, here's the only thing, Roger. I spent some time two nights ago looking at Joe Nichols' schedule because I wanted us to go to Joe Nichols' concert.
Oh, I'd love that.
And the
problem—the
problem is you're not anywhere close. The closest concert is Nashville, which I think is this weekend, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh,
it's
wow.
coming up pretty quick or whatever it was.
Yeah.
We couldn't get there. And then, man, you're in Oregon. I mean, you're all over the country. I guess it's just the way it sort of goes. I mean, you're taking some long trips.
Yeah. You know, I have at times accused my booking agent as being a kind of a dartboard agency where they just kind of cover their eyes and throw a dart at the mat and say, that's where we're going to go. It's just kind of the way it goes. We try to make everything convenient, you know, and try to get all the West Coast stuff or out West stuff, try to hit Montana, Oregon, Washington, California, come back through Arizona and all that stuff. You know, kind of try to make sense of it, but it doesn't always work.
Roger and I got a little taste when we hit the road for 3 or 4 days going to Terry Bradshaw's ranch and doing our show there, and then we went to Nashville and sort of got the feel of what you and Justin sort of go through. That road life is not easy, and then people all want a piece of you. You got to do photos and all that stuff, and so it's not easy to do. I did see that you had a monster crowd. Are you with Hank Williams Jr.? Did I see that right? Did I see that this past week or something?
Yeah, we were with Hank last week in dadgummit. I've already forgot. In Charlotte, North Carolina. And this week we'll be in Tampa with Hank Jr. It's a fun tour, man.
Oh, my God. Of course, Justin has toured with him, too, when he was a little bit younger. But, yeah, I got to imagine the crowd for Hank Williams Jr. concert is the kind of crowd you want to have fun and play to. I imagine they're right there. I mean, you connect with them in a good way.
Oh, jeez.
Absolutely fun crowd. It's the kind of crowd that doesn't tolerate a lot of frou-frou stuff.
Oh, you bet.
You're right. They ain't got time for that.
Show up and play some good old country music, or you might get booed off stage. So we got to mind ourselves.
That's a great point. Let me ask you. Obviously, you're not going to wear your skinny jeans at one of that concert. But as far as music, I mean, knowing that with what you just said and being self-aware, knowing that you're at that concert and you've got Hank Williams Jr. crowd there, will you play a song or two to relate to that crowd, whatever it may be. To go back more. But that's your style anyway. You're more country and western to me than you are, you know, new country or anything like that. Will you think about that?
Oh, yeah. It fits me perfectly. I had to make a shorter set list. Usually I play, two to three hours. Depending on the night and the curfew, I try to play as many of our songs as possible. And with the Hank tour, I'm limited to an hour, so I got to shave a lot of stuff off. And that is absolutely my first thought, is cut out anything that, you know, is any kind of close to frou-frou or anything that Hank wouldn't approve of. Cut that out of there.
Right.
And do Broken Hearts Bill, you know, Tequila Makes Your Clothes Fall Off. And and actually, I got this new song we put out in beginning of May called High Notes, that is actually a shout out to Hank Jr. Going out after a breakup and going out and partying and putting on some Dinosaur and Whiskey Bent Hellbound.
That's
a cool country song, man. A little shout out.
Oh, I can't wait to hear that.
Yeah, we need to play that.
We were talking with Justin yesterday, the day before, and made me think about what I just asked you about playing to the crowd. He does a couple of songs. And one of them is Joe Cocker, but the other one is the theme to the Dukes of Hazzard. That fits that crowd as well. Do you do anything like that?
Heck yeah. Yeah, we used to do that in the show, too. That just a good old boy. Yeah, we used to do that. I love anything Waylon, man. I cover Waylon every now and then with Don't Think Hank Done It This Way. I love Dreaming My Dreams with You and Waymore's Blues. I love Waymore's. It's one of my favorites.
That's fantastic.
Oh, yeah, we'll cover a little bit of that every now and then.
Well, it fits you. I mean, again, with everything that we follow with you, I mean, you're Merle Haggard. I mean, that's one of your idols.
I'm gonna follow your calendar, because you guys still maybe add some more shows. And if you know you got one close, Let us know, man. We'll hit the road. We'd love to be a part of that. And yeah, I think it'd be great.
And we won't bug you.
I do want to thank Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. They're your new sponsor. And if you've got heavy-duty truck needs, you know, if any kind of service, if your truck's costing you money, costing you revenue, call Power Trucks Parts and Service. Chad and Stephanie have a great organization over there. You can visit them online at powerstruckparts.com. They'll keep your trucks rolling. So really glad to have a new sponsor. Yeah. I did see, too, for you, I did see that you were talking. It's funny. I get to know you by watching some of the stuff on social media. Yeah. Yeah. And you were talking, I think it was about Post Malone. Now, we talked about Post Malone and Jelly Roll coming to Arkansas, you know, taking advantage or trying to use that stadium to generate money for the program. And that tour is this summer. And we were talking about that Post Malone seemed like a good guy, Roger. I think you actually said that yesterday.
He seems to want to have fun.
Yeah, and the Cowboys, I know the Dallas Cowboys love him. But that's what you were saying, that you said he was super nice, that you had sung a song at one of his concerts or something. What's the story on that?
Matt, it's a weird story. First of all, yes, he is extremely genuinely kind, and that is rare in this business. You can really tell there's a lot of fake people that kind of put up a front and they act nice, but you can just see it in their eyes. They're really just kind of not nice people. I don't really have a lot of artist friends outside of Justin and Blake Shelton,
right,
maybe a couple others. But Post is a friend. I think there's just, I don't connect with people that can do that well, that can kind of do that facade well. And that might be just me.
Yeah.
But Post is not that guy, man. He's a genuine, nice guy. And he invited me to his album release party because he's a big fan. And he loves, like, Broken Heartsville. And he wanted me to come play with him at Stagecoach or Coachella, one of those. He wanted me to fly out to L.A. and do Broken Heartsville in his set. Yeah, in his set out there. I was like, man, that's an honor. Couldn't make it work. I had a show that night somewhere in Texas, and so I was like, man, thank you for the shout out, thank you for the offer. That's amazing you would even consider that. So a couple weeks go by and he reaches out again and said, man, I'm doing an album release party and for my country album, and I would love to have you there, and would love it if you came and sang Broken Heartsville with me. It would be like an honor. And I was like, yeah, I'll be there. She showed up.
Nice.
He did the show. We did the show. He had all kinds of big celebrities. You know, Blake was there, and Shane Gillis and Gwen Stefani. You know, just a bunch of people. I think Jelly Roll was there. Bunch of really big celebrities all collaborated on this album release party. And me.
You're a star.
I feel like I stick out a little bit. And anyway, backstage, he was just genuine. He came right over to me like, man, I super appreciate you being here. Broken Heartsville is one of the best written country songs of all time.
It is.
I thought that was a huge compliment. But he's a genuine guy. I really got that vibe from him. And
that's cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he loves old stuff. You know, I love old school country.
Well, we mentioned it because when we were talking about him, you look at him and Jelly Roll, just the reason you can't judge a book by its cover.
All the tats and stuff, yeah. And he's a talented guy. He does all kind of music, like you said. He does rap, he does. So I'm really in. I'd heard the ticket sales for the Jelly Roll Post Malone tour were not going great. So I don't know if that's true or not. Maybe it was just one article. But I'm anxious to see how they do it in Fayetteville because I don't know what the date is, but I presume, obviously, it's sometime this summer.
Well, I'll say this. I heard this directly from my agent, who's is a big dog at William Morris, probably the biggest booking agency there is. And he told me directly that touring as a whole right now in this economy is way down because tickets are too high and people are kind of conserving their money. There's a lot of stuff happening. Inflation is high and people are just like, you know, last on my list to go to a show. So I get that that is hurting everybody. And that is a real thing. So hopefully we turn this thing around and everybody starts feeling like, you know, they need to get away a little bit. You know, I can imagine those big tours like that probably really hurts a lot. But for me, you know, the good thing about me is I'm not a big enough celebrity to really impact a lot of people. I do my tickets and, you know, I do a good crowd, you know, that's kind of consistent, and thank the Lord above.
Yeah.
You know, I'm very, very happy, very, very grateful for what I do have.
Yeah, listen, you know, when you look at that's just like the compliment you just talked about from Post Malone, and then you look, you know, what you're doing with Hank Williams Jr., man, you, no question, blessed. And then for them to talk about your music like that, what a cool blessing as you go on in your career. You know, you're not a youngster anymore. You've been in the game for a while, and those are the blessings you look for, and a lot to be grateful for. We're grateful to have you on the show, man. It's been a great run.
We are blessed.
As long as you're willing to keep calling and talking sports, man, we'll keep doing this. You know, this summer we do a lot of fun stuff during the summertime. Like I said, we'll go down into Terry Bradshaw's place again and do that. And we're going to a NASCAR race in Atlanta, the Quaker State 400. Do you do the NASCAR thing at all? I can't remember if we asked you that already.
I like NASCAR a lot, actually. I got a connection with Tyler Reddick.
Oh, do you really?
His grandfather owns the label that I'm on. And
oh, no way.
I've been with Benny Brown for 12 or 13 years, maybe.
Wow.
And so, Tyler Reddick's the grandson of Benny Brown. Well, yeah, good kid. Real good kid.
Small world. I'll be darned. Well, you know, Justin was talking that for country music, you guys, it's a similar audience. The folks who usually go to NASCAR races like country music, and it certainly seems that way. So there's a good fit there. Well, man, good stuff. And listen, we'll talk to you next week. And no JM today, but it's been a fun season. We're going to hope maybe by next week we're talking about the Trojans of Little Rock being in the College World Series. How about that? It could happen. All it takes is two wins this weekend.
And a shocking rabbit out of the hat move by Calipari to pull a big-time center, or a five, I should say, somewhere from overseas or somewhere just undiscovered here. We got to get something happening.
We're gonna have Cal on tomorrow at 7:30 or 8 o'clock tomorrow. He's got camps here in town, and so
hey, you should ask him that question. I'm sure he's not heard that yet.
I know. you know it. All right, Joe. Thanks, buddy. Good stuff, man.
Thanks, Joe.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate you guys.
Right,
take care.
Joe Nichols, brought to you by Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock.
You know what I think?
What's that?
I think the devil drives the Coupe de Ville.
It is a great song.
How old is that song?
What's that? Like 03.
It's over 23 years old. And I just discovered it.
I could be wrong, but it's about 20 years old.
Listen, it's
a good song.
It's a very
I've always
good
liked
song.
That song.
Have you really?
Yes. I have.
I love it.
Hey, let's play a little match game. Is Wayne still there? Want to play a little match game? Let's do it. Let's go.
Wayne, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still there. I've been listening to y'all and Joe Nichols.
All right. Let's play a little match game here, Roger Dodger.
It's time to play the match game. Brought to you by U.S. Truck Accessories, your number one Central Arkansas source for truck accessories. Visit them in-store or online at ustruckaccessories.net. Now, let's see what wacky answers the guys could come up with.
That's right. We do want to thank Bill and Teresa over at U.S. Truck Accessories and Cersei and Conway. Good folks, veteran-owned business, and appreciate them. Tell them when you go by to see them that you heard about them on the on Morning Mayhem on the
Please
bus.
Please do.
All right, Wayne, here we go. We're playing for some good concert tickets, right, Christian?
Oh, yeah, we're going to play for Kansas 38 Special.
And is that this weekend?
That is Friday.
Wayne, you good with that?
Yeah, Wayne, can you go to that? If not, we can try something else. Wayne, can you go to that? Are you interested in tickets Friday night?
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Wayne.
Go ahead.
You can?
Yeah, I'm ready to go see it. I can, yes. Okay. Kansas. All right, I went to see them years ago. All right,
here we go, Kansas. Good luck, buddy. Yeah, here we go. All right, because today is National Egg Day, we're gonna go with that. We're going to go egg blank.
Egg blank.
Egg blank. There's a few different directions you can go here. Give us a chance to get our answer first. All it takes is one match to work to get you those tickets. Roger, you in?
I'm in.
Christian, are you in?
I got it.
All right, what do you have, Wayne? What's your answer?
Okay, I go scrambled eggs since it's at the front of the
egg.
Egg's got to be the
second word. Egg is the first word.
First word.
Okay. Egg salad.
That's not a bad one. Roger, what'd you have?
David, I went what I have never been called. Egghead.
Oh, what'd you have, Christian?
I went egghead also.
Egghead.
Wow. And egghead. I went egghead also. Wow. So we don't have a match, but I'll tell you what we're going to do. I'm going to give you one more chance.
All right, come on. All right. We had to screw it. Okay. Make it happen.
Today is National Chicken Salad Day.
Chicken Salad Day.
So we're
going
to go chicken blank.
Chicken blank. Now,
don't say salad.
A lot of different directions you could go. I was going to let him say salad.
Don't say chicken egg.
No, you guys want to make it so much tougher on Wayne. Come on, man.
Don't say chicken chimp.
All right, here we go. Give us a chance. Roger, do you have your...
Chicken
Christian, do you have your answer?
Not quite.
Got it. So give us it. Well, let's all just spend a second thinking about it.
Got it.
Wayne, you think?
Okay, I got it.
Okay, well, Wayne, what is your answer?
I got it.
What is it?
Chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets.
That's good.
What do you have, Roger?
David, I went what's good for the soul. Chicken soup.
Chicken soup. Oh, that's a good one. Christian, what'd you have?
I went chicken coop.
Chicken coop.
Ain't that something?
A very good one.
Ain't that
something? I had two answers, Roger.
David, please give
me one. The first one, I think, is a song.
Yeah.
Chicken fry.
Chicken fry.
Isn't that by, what's
Zach Brown Band.
Only dinner on a chicken fried.
But, of course, there is only one answer, Wayne. It is chicken nuggets. That's exactly right. That's what everybody, that's what every kid in America wants, is chicken nuggets. Maybe the number one seller of kid, right? Do kids always want chicken nuggets?
I ate some chicken nuggets the other day.
I mean, I think it's probably the most popular thing.
Chicken nuggets, and I'm 68 years old.
Awesome. Awesome. Wayne, you're going to see a concert Friday night, my
friend.
Keep
eating those chicken nuggets so Calipari can get some big-time players. Yes. Hey, thanks, Wayne. Hold on a second. Okay. Let Christian tell you how you're going to pick up your prize.
Okay, I won tickets to 3 Razorback games this year.
Wow. Good job, buddy.
Well, you're a little ticket snob, aren't you?
And then I was able to go watch the girls play the next day because they was playing at home.
Well, how about that?
So I got a double dose.
Well, awesome, dude. Well, thanks for listening to us. Thanks for making us your number one show.
Oh, I listen to y'all every day.
Well, you're the best, Wayne.
Thank you.
You listen to us and what?
And I met y'all with Justin's wife, Little Store, So Cold.
Oh, yeah, you betcha. Okay. I remember that. You bet.
Okay, very good.
And then I took a picture with Roger, and then Roger and I are Cowboys fans, so me and Roger's friends forever.
We're friends forever, brother. We're friends forever, dude. And so let it be written. I had some Cowboy hate at Boudreaux's last night, but that's okay. Yuba is such a Chicago Bears fan.
They're just jealous.
Well, they just are. Because everybody knows about the Dallas Cowboys. Listen, the Dallas Cowboys are known all over the world. What?
What would they be jealous about?
Yes.
They're jealous about because they're the because here's the thing. Do you know how blessed you and I are to be born in this country?
Yeah.
When you see, when I go over to Mexico and I see, you know what? Well, I'm here. And guess what? I wasn't born a Dallas Cowboy fan. Wayne and I chose to be a Dallas Cowboy fan. And we thank God for that choice. Right, Wayne?
That's right. We've been good. We've been with them with this good, the bad, and the...
been a lot of bad.
A lot of ugly.
A lot of bad.
It really has. Wayne, thank you, Wayne.
Thank y'all.
Thanks, Wayne.
Also, Kenny Hill, who is a faithful listener, he said he just listened to Joe's Nichols High Notes. He said, really good.
I've written it down to listen to it later.
What's that? High Notes a song?
Yeah, High Notes is a song. Right. Yeah, so I bet you it's good. Yeah, I really, Roger, as the things that I do, my research, I was going to surprise you and go, we're going to see Joe Nichols. Because I know you'd be excited about that. But man,
I'm excited right now.
There wasn't one close.
I wonder when's the last time we played Arkansas.
It's not close. We went to Nashville to see Justin.
No, we're not even close to that. I'm talking.
Nashville.
Oregon. No, but it was too close. It was like 3 days away.
Oh.
Yeah, we just couldn't pull it
off. I wonder when's the last time he played Arkansas.
Not long. He did during football season. Yeah, I was.
Where did David Basil?
No, Texas. There's nothing within 500 miles or 1,000 miles.
David, how
much you want to pay for some flights?
Well, of course not. First of all, shame on you for even asking me about.
if you were gonna fly?
Because here's the thing: I don't know why we don't drive more. You know what we could, the things we get to talk about and do all that while we're driving?
Yeah.
And we can make an adventure drive.
Yeah, I don't mind a little bit of driving, but I don't want to drive to Oregon.
What's the limit on a drive, Baz, for you?
Wait a minute, from what I understand.
5 to 7.
Which is further? Oregon's further than Utah, right?
Oregon's further than Utah.
Omaha. Yes. I'm thinking Omaha. And everybody talks about Omaha is just a couple hours away.
I don't think it is.
What is it, like 8 hours?
For the rest,
10 hours?
8 hours. You know what? That's like driving to Abilene. It's like driving to Houston. It's further to drive to Houston.
I think Houston is 10.
Houston's 10. Crazy. It's not so but so.
I drove straight through.
But guess what? We stop at a Bucky's.
I drove straight through to Disney World.
You stop at Royce, 13 hours. Yeah, Texas. You load up at Bucky's and you head on.
No, that's not right. You drove more than 13 hours. Trust me.
Really?
You didn't make it in 13 hours.
Were you high? Because it could have been quicker. I don't know. And I'm not disparaging
I don't think you can do. I'm just going on the top of my head.
It was Orlando.
I was thinking 15 hours.
Maybe. I don't know. I drove straight through. I went
Yeah, that's a good haul. Listen, I've done sort of that before. I actually went to Miami from here.
It was not fun.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. 661-1037.
Can you please shove that bell up Roger's ass?
Wow, is that right?
That's the language.
What? Come here, Roger.
Where? Somewhere?
That's horrible.
Well, listen, because you know what? You have to shove it up mine, too.
Yeah. Guess what?
Because we've got
to have to go double shot, double shove of the bell, Mr. or ma'am, whoever you are. That bell is a sound effect from way back, okay?
That's right.
Long before your AI.
Marconi. Yeah. Marconi was bringing on the bell back
David,
in 1896.
David, can I hear your bell, please?
Listen, the only person that hates the bell more than that person right here is Justin Akery, the GM.
Doesn't Terry not like it either?
I don't know. She has expressed it to me.
She has not.
Oh, Terry.
She doesn't like the buzzer.
She don't like the buzzer? That's funny.
Why? I don't understand.
Why does she not like the buzzer?
She's directly below this.
Studio.
She hears the buzzer?
I think so.
I know she used to hear feet stomping over there.
We should do a code, Roger, with Terry.
Can do like Morse code with the buzzer?
I want to see that Terry knows that we're buzzing her.
I don't know. How about people that don't like clicking pens? I know we got
Roger, I was thinking about, too, at Summer of Adventure, adding a new sound element this summer. Working on a new sound element.
I know what it is.
What do you mean?
It's a fart.
What?
A fart?
No.
We got a burp. No. You don't want to do a fart?
Something like this, but not a bell.
How about a wah, 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 wah? What would it be?
No, it's something you can make with a...
But what would it be?
Creating just something to go with our bell song. And buzzer.
Okay, so you got
it. Could be like, if I had chimes.
Oh, a symbol.
Symbol, yeah.
Well, no, you got chimes. So the bell is for positive.
Triangle.
The buzzer is for negative.
So what a kazoo. Was it kazoo? Is that what it is?
You know what? It just don't.
Sad, yes. We need like a kazoo for sad.
You know, I'm taking YouTube guitar lessons, okay? But my fingers are just a little. I don't know if my fingers are too small or if the guitar neck is too big.
So you're doing that online.
Maybe
I'm trying to. So here's what else I'm doing. So
you
I'm
got
thinking.
Your challenge, man.
Maybe I go. I'm challenged. So maybe I go ukulele. I went so far as to look up ukuleles on Amazon to see about getting a ukulele. It's four strings. I could do Somewhere Over the Rainbow, which is somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly.
Yes. Wow. Outstanding.
Birds fly over the rainbow. Why then, oh, why can't I?
Whoa, my God.
So if I can do that, here's somebody else to take the guy that wants to shove the belt, and if it's a chick that wants to shove it up her butt, that's terrible on you. You're a mother. Here's somebody that says, yo, Raj, your hair looks great.
See? I told you. Look at it.
I'm also getting a little sun here lately, so you can't.
Plus, you've been wearing that hat for so long. I've been wearing your hair grow.
Nobody gets to see it.
Yeah,
you know what?
It's growing, man. It's growing.
I'm not wearing my signature eyewear today. I'm not wearing my. You know, I'm telling you, last night with a black shirt on, I look like Steve Jobs, a short Steve Jobs.
I just quit the Steve Jobs deal. You don't look like Steve Jobs, but you
need to wear a turtleneck.
Ooh. I've got one of those.
Can I go mock? But what if I just wear the mock of the turtleneck?
Someone says, does anyone know that Total Tents was a crowd for Simmons last night? I don't know. Who was playing at Simmons last night?
I don't know,
but I know what's coming to Simmons in August.
Jana, Michael,
Wingstock is back. Myself and the Points, one and only Michael Kennedy, will be doing Wingstock again in August.
Somebody said, hair does look great, straight from the birth canal. Wow, great reference from Antiquities. Roger didn't even realize that.
Wow,
he didn't even realize that was your own line.
Very good.
You said, look at her hair, straight out of the birth canal.
Your hair looks like you just kept it, yeah. And you know it. Hey, shout out real quick. Remember, All Family Markets, all through the month of June, they're having their cereal drive for the Arkansas Food Bank. And tomorrow, at the Malvern location, THV's going to be there. Now, they're going to be giving away hot dogs, face painting, and drinks and things like that. So go to the Malvern Family Market grocery store. And drop off some cereal boxes. You can purchase them in there and drop them off. It's all for a good cause all through June.
Hey, it was Forrest Frank. Thank you, everybody. Everybody's texting us. Christian artist Forrest Frank. Yeah, I think he sold that sucker out. I think he had like 13,000, 14,000 there last night. Amazing. Yeah, thanks, everybody. I see everybody texting us. Appreciate that. Somebody said we should make a tennis grunt for the sound effect.
You know what? I like that. I like that.
Did Roger just sounded like an intoxicated fan at an MMA Ronda Rousey match with RJ. What was the sound?
I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
I don't know. Wait, guess what? Chris just got us something right here. Let me see if it's here. Where'd it go?
Do you have the word from Christian? Do you have that handy?
What am I looking for?
The word.
You put it on. Where did you put it?
It's on Wednesday.
I think the new sound should be Basil clearing his throat.
Oh, here it is. Here it is.
FanDuel. Did you hear it now?
FanDuel. I hear it. Okay. No, it's not Jim. It's not even close. It's FanDuel.
Say it again.
FanDuel. You know what? They didn't mock me in Mexico. They went, what did he say?
Somebody said a whistle. Oh, my gosh. He would lose his mind.
Justin would... Cicadas?
He
wouldn't even take my meeting on a raise.
Roger, your new hair looks like a fresh-cut lawn.
Oh, wow. You're so kind. Thank you very much. Speaking of which, I need to get some sun zoysia. Who's got sun zoysia? I need to buy a pallet of.
Oh, this cicadas. Cicada talk.
Cicada, here we
go. Right, let's go. Let's take this break.
Listen for Champs and Chumps on Fridays during The Zone. Brought to you by Ouachita Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders. Building premier homes in Hot Springs.
This is SportsCenter.
In Major League Baseball last night, the Braves got their 41st win of the season by beating the Blue Jays 4-3. They're the only team with 40-plus wins thus far. Sticking in the NL East, the Phillies beat the Padres 3-2 as Bryce Harper hit his 377th home run of his career. Philadelphia is 29-18 in games not against the Braves and Cubs this year, so they're 2-11 in those matchups, good for a 31-29 record on the season. The Brewers beat the Giants 8-3 as Kyle Harrison went 5 2/3 with 12 strikeouts, allowing just one earned run. On the season, he's 7-1 with a 1.57 ERA. Milwaukee as a staff has the second lowest ERA at 3.15, behind the Dodgers, who are at 3.1. And the Arkansas Travelers beat the Corpus Christi Hooks last night 9-8. They'll play again tonight at 6:35. Radio coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
Warm today with a high of 84 degrees, but thankfully the humidity is lower. It'll be partly cloudy. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 67 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a high of 83, plus about a 20% chance of a shower, maybe a thunderstorm. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
Hey, it's Randy Rainwater from Drive Time Sports. Coming up Wednesday, Rick and I will be joined by Neil Atkinson from Bed Saracen. Around the Horn with Kevin Bohannon, thanks to the Central Arkansas Super Chevy dealers. Trey Biddy, thanks to Chris Crane Hyundai and Genesis of Conway. Bart Reed, thanks to Martin Orthopedics. And we'll talk to our very own NFL agent and guru, Chris Turnage. Catch us Wednesday from 4 to 7 on 103.7 The Buzz.
Hey, it's David Basil with Morning Mayhem for my good friends at Baptist Health. You know, in sports, we talk about the best ability being availability. You can't help the team if you're on the sidelines. The same goes for your life outside the stadium. Baptist Health is all about keeping you in the game. That starts with the screenings we often put off, like colonoscopies and prostate exams. Now, I get it. Nobody wants to schedule these, but at Baptist Health, they make it simple. They aren't just looking for problems. They're looking for peace of mind. Catching things early isn't just a win, it's the ultimate game changer for you and your family. And if you ever do need a procedure, Baptist Health is leading the way with the new Da Vinci 5 robotic surgical system. It's the latest in surgical precision, meaning smaller incisions, less pain, and most importantly, a much faster recovery. It's world-class healthcare delivered with a servant's heart right here in Arkansas. Don't wait for a symptom to be your wake-up call. Visit Baptist-Health.com today to schedule your screening. You'll be so glad you did. Baptist Health, for you for life.
Ever wonder what bugs do when you're not looking? With Bugtopia at the Little Rock Zoo, the world beneath your feet gets big, like really big. Meet the bugs that pollinate, build, and buzz our planet to life, up close and larger than ever. Bugtopia, crawling into the Little Rock Zoo March 21st through September 20th. It's wonder magnified and included with your zoo admission. Learn more at littlerockzoo.com.
Let's be honest. Guys love free food and free stuff. That's why Arkansas Urology is inviting you to the grand reopening of the new AU Men's Health Clinic on Friday, June 5th from 11 to 1 at 1300 Centerview Drive in Little Rock. Come enjoy free hamburgers, hot dogs, or chicken strip baskets, free men's health screenings, and free Arkansas Urology t-shirts for the first men there. No pressure, no long speeches, just food, fun, and taking care of your health. Call 501-219-8900, Arkansas Urology. Stop by and check us out.
Want to see our beautiful faces? Catch Morning Mayhem streaming live every day on YouTube, X, and Facebook. Just search 1037 The Buzz.
Oh, yeah. Boy, this is so big. And when I was in college, Roger. Look this up if you can, Christian. See what year this was. I would say... You dropped a bomb on me by the, what's that, Gap Band? Is that right?
Gap Band, yeah.
So I think it was, I would say 1981 or 82, if I'm right. It may be earlier than that. I just remember it in my life.
82.
Boom! Boom! Give me a prize. What concert am I going to?
You're going to go with Wayne.
Me and Roger will serenade you in the prod room.
I love the Gap Band. What was the other one?
This is an outstanding.
You dropped a bomb on me. What was the other one that was
outstanding? Was very good.
No, that's not what I'm thinking of. Give me another one. There's another monster hit that was similar to a dance. It was a dance song
from the Gap.
From the Gap.
I don't remember.
Come on, help me out. 661-1037. What was it? The Gap Band hit that I. There's another one besides.
Was
this.
It Burn Rubber on?
Burn Rubber on Me, yeah. Charlie. Matter of fact, would you tee that up for me, please? You know what that one, Roger?
Burn Rubber on me is good. Yes.
Charlie.
Which is, the lead singer's name is Charlie Wilson.
Yeah, Charlie Wilson. Whoa, whoa, whoa. And I think they might have had one other one. I was thinking they had three.
Early in the morning.
You got to get up early in the morning. I'm on fire right now.
I don't even know.
You better hold on. Oh, listen to that beginning. How cool was that beginning with a little, do it again, Raj. Don't do it like that anymore, kids. That's a good jam right there.
Let's hear, there's even another little part of it.
Listen.
Oh.
That is a good. Boom, boom. This is Burn Rubber. Let's see if he has.
It's Burn Rubber on me.
Charlie. I remember I was a Sigma Chi and I would pick up the party after everybody would party the night before. I'd go back Sunday morning and pick up beer cans and I would have this playing. Curious. Listen, I don't know where this charted, but it was popular on campus. Wow. And all the frat sorority dances. Here we go.
You smell that weed?
Here we go. He's in the hook right here. We go.
Wilson became a drug addict at one point and was homeless
during his time with the.
It was after the Gap Band, like maybe the 90s, early 2000s, and Snoop Dogg helped him out, and he has become a prolific at doing hooks and verses and stuff in rap songs.
Still does.
Yes, to this day, he is doing hooks and verses in rap songs.
Is there an example of one we would know?
I don't think so.
I just remember the Gap Band being those that song, you know, you get on the dance floor when that comes on, that one and those three
all skate.
Gotta get up early in the morning.
I think R. Kelly also helped him out too, but
okay, well that's a good story. We'll take a break, come back and wrap things up. Ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na. Ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma
Hey, it's David Bowser for my good friends at Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, celebrating 50 years in business. Now is the time to start planning for your new pool. It's a huge investment, and having a company that you can trust is crucial. Owners Jeremy and Shane Lawson build the pools themselves, so they will know every inch of your new pool. Luxury Pool and Spa is also your Central Arkansas headquarters for chemicals, and they have great rebates going on now for Pool Life and Bacchus Hill Pool Chemicals. Just bring in a water sample, and the trained professionals at Luxury Pool and Spa will ensure that your pool has the proper chemicals needed. Luxury Pool and Spa is also the proud dealer of Pollywood Outdoor Furniture with Climate Tough and a 20-year warranty. They also carry Pentair pool equipment, pool toys, and the Big Green Eggs. It's the perfect time to turn your backyard into your everyday oasis this summer with Luxury Pool and Spa, celebrating 50 years in business. Take it from a happy customer. They are the best. Live a life of luxury with Luxury Pool and Spa. Check them out online at luxurypoolarkansas.com.
Oakland is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the Luxury Hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes four-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar, all before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oakland Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
1 in 4 men over 40 have low testosterone, y'all. 100% of them can get their testosterone levels back if they so choose to. Low T Center tailors their TRT to every man to make sure his levels are where they need to be. Head on over to fixmylowt.com to book your free T test. That's fixmylowt.com.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's the layback Sunday afternoon. You wish never.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Bluebell doesn't fudge on deliciousness. Our new black raspberry fudge ice cream in pints and half gallons combines black raspberry flavored ice cream with dark chocolate flavored chunks and a chocolate fudge swirl. The result is real. Taste the truth.
The good old days. Are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at Walmart Supercenters and neighborhood markets.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver. Real quick, don't let joint pain ruin your summer. Seriously, if your knees hurt every time you get up, your back aches after 10 minutes outside, or your shoulders are keeping you from golfing, swimming, gardening, or whatever you love doing this time of year, you need to check out QC Kinetics. If you've got joint pain, you need to know about the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. Best of all, they're right here in Little Rock. Their treatments target the source of your joint pain so you can get real relief without surgery, without pain pills, and without a long recovery. And right now, they're offering free pain evaluations. It's super easy. You sit down with a medical professional, talk through your pain, and find out if you're a candidate for treatment. Just call 501-393-1159. They've already helped more than 46,000 people get back to enjoying life again. And now it's your turn. Summer's too short to spend it hurting. Get your free pain evaluation by calling QC Kinetics today, 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
Hi, this is Quinn Grover. When you need expert health care, UAMS Health is here for you. From cancer and heart care to neurology, obstetrics, orthopedics, and more, UAMS Health provides advanced care across a wide range of specialties backed by research, innovation, education, and a commitment to improving lives. That's care you can trust. From UAMS Health, the official orthopedics and sports medicine provider for Razorback Athletics. For appointments, call 501-686-8000.
Why should we feel the burn when we work out? We should feel the bounce, not the burn. The bounce in your step that comes when joining the Little Rock Athletic Club or Racquet Club. Variety and excitement, you found it. People will witness the fitness.
Injured? There's only one number you need to know. 888-8888.
At Rainwater Holton Sexton, no case is too big and no insurance company too strong.
Just dial 888-8888.
Responsible attorneys Michael Rainwater and Bob Sexton.
Join the Zone each Monday for Game Balls and Jockstraps, brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping. Find out who made the best, average, and worst headlines in sports and entertainment each Monday as Justin and Phil give you their Game Balls and Jockstraps on the Zone from 10 till 1. It's all brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping. 501-794-2770. Call today to get your landscape updated to a whole new level and be listening for Game Balls and Jockstraps only on 103.7 The Buzz.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
All right. Well, let's do this.
Oh, this is another great one. Not Gap Band, but this is who's this by?
Excuse me,
no parking on the dance floor.
You're standing still in a no parking zone. If you don't get a move on the
Midnight line, Star,
Midnight
I'll
Star.
Be forced to give you a ticket. So get what the.
Oh man, this was so big in the 80s.
Oh my gosh.
See Makai shout out out there.
Moose, get some air freshener. It's funky up in this house.
Some of those groups all sound similar. I mean, this is like Gap Band, Midnight Star, they're all similar.
Heard it and start singing like a man.
Yeah, word up. Who was
word
that?
Word up.
Who was that?
Cameo.
Cameo. Thank you.
Word up. It is a band.
Listen, I was jamming on it's now Cheers on the OPO, but back then it wasn't. It was the OPO, and old 53 was jamming downstairs.
Samantha and I had this playing at our wedding as she was walking down the aisle.
Oh, this is such good old jam.
Oh,
Christian,
Puff Pass.
Are you familiar with these groups?
Yes.
Yes.
I like the Gap Man.
Yeah.
I like Troy Wilson.
Yeah. And what is that? Is there one of you mentioned Cameo? Is there another one that said that?
Right up.
Cameo, Midnight Star,
Cameo,
Gap Man. There's one other one.
Charlie Pride.
What's the one? Chaka Khan?
Chaka Khan? Chaka Khan?
Yes, she was big during that time too. What was the movie that had the breakdance?
Breakin'?
One of my favorite.
Breakin' 2, Electric Boogaloo?
Breakin' was one of my favorites.
Mario Van Peebles?
No, he's
one
not
of the
most
first under,
one.
Okay.
I mean, you're talking about some guys who could breakdance. What real breakdance was back in the 80s. Well, but the soundtrack for that one, that also had...
In Hot Springs, they call me Mr. Poppin' Lock.
What is the name of the girl who's Can't Nobody? Is it Chaka Khan? Can't Nobody, Ain't Nobody. It was on that Breakin' soundtrack, but it had some good music, man. I don't know if that was 84, but it was that era between 80, 82, 85 that all sounded similar to this. All right.
I'm pretty sure that was Chaka Khan.
Yeah. Here's one, Roger. 10 songs with famous backup singers. You ready for this?
Yep.
You've lost that love and feeling. The Righteous Brother. Guess who was on the backing up that?
Male or female?
Female. Still alive and killing it, and one of the greatest of all time.
Cher.
Cher is correct. Give him a prize. You're So Vain, Carly Simon. This is an easy one. Who was backing up on?
That was her hubby.
Nope. It was one of the most. He was in another studio and he came across to be a
male.
Part of it.
Is a male?
Male. One of the greatest of all time.
Initials?
Still MJ. Still playing.
Oh, Michael.
Not Michael.
Martins.
Mick.
Mick Jagger.
Mick Jagger.
Nailed it.
Oh. How about this? The B word is back. Elton John.
Oh, yeah, Kiki, that was Dusty, Elton John.
Dusty Springfield.
Yeah.
How about this? Fame, David Bowie. Guess who was, I didn't know this, singing back
Fame
up
Fame and David Bowie?
Yeah.
Was it?
Bowie.
It depends on what part of England you're from. Was it Sir Paul McCartney?
Close, John Lennon.
Okay.
How about Nikita by Elton John?
Yeah.
I don't know that one. George Michael.
Yeah, okay. Well, they had a thing going.
Step by Step, Whitney Houston. You recognize that song? That's a sort of not one of her famous songs, but
no,
I like that.
No.
Annie Lennox.
Okay.
And then about Love Yourself, Justin Bieber. Guess who was backing up there on Love Yourself?
Do not know.
Ed Sheeran.
Ah.
How about that?
Is it Ed Sheeran or Ed Sheeran?
I tell you what, though. Sheeran. You lost that love and feeling. I had no idea. I got to go back and listen to that. Is singing back up there. Now, I've heard the one. You can hear Mick Jagger. Because she walked across to the studio and said, hey, would you come here and just jump on this? Or he did. And of course, the question was, who was she talking about? You're So Vain.
Yeah.
Wasn't it James Taylor?
No, Warren Beatty.
We actually had that confirmed?
No, but when legend becomes fact, you print the legend.
A lot of people think that's who it is.
Yeah.
Is Justin coming in today?
No.
Phil is.
Look at this guy right here.
Making his first appearance.
First Morning Mayhem official.
Hit the bell.
What's up, buddy?
This is
Oh, no, no. Look at
this.
This
is intimidating.
Phil, yeah. What a great shirt, Phil.
Hey, good morning.
Look at you. Welcome.
Oh, look, we're Twinkies.
How about
welcome
that?
Here's yours, Bass.
Welcome aboard. I've got him in my car. Get ready for it. It's like annual day, a photo day here. You know, at the at school, you'd go, hey, annual photo day. You've got to have our coat and all that kind of stuff.
I hadn't had a photo day in a long time. I'm still using the same photo from when I started working for the Razorbacks 13 years ago.
You get a new one today. Listen, we were just talking, man. What a grind you have been on between basketball and baseball. You know, baseball started in February. You had basketball. I mean, it is a grind. You know, football, you got one game a week, and you still have the press conferences, but you got multiple games, press conferences. I mean, oh my gosh, it's a load.
It's been a lot of back and forth between Little Rock and Fayetteville for me.
Yeah,
I'm not complaining.
A lot of people are surprised. A lot of people go, "What? He lives in Little Rock?"
I do.
Yeah,
I do.
That's a lot of driving.
Spent a lot of time on the road. I spent a lot of time listening to the buzz.
Why did you choose to stay here as opposed to going to Fayetteville?
Well, because my kids are here.
Right.
I want to be a dad. You know, I want them to have a father. I kind of need it for myself too. They need me. So
yeah.
It all works. It really. I mean, it's just two and a half hours away. I can stay up there.
Yeah. If you're able to do it, you're comfortable doing it. But welcome aboard to
Thanks.
The bus. Obviously, you've been around the bus quite a bit over the years, but now you're official.
I guess so, because I got a shirt, I got a coat.
And you know how many people will be praying for you now that dealing with Acree every day? What a at your event.
And that's all right. The people in the building.
I mean, come on, guys. I've been working with Bubba. I've been working with Rick Schaefer. I've been working with Matt Jones previously.
Oh, they're no Acree.
Nobody's saying you're a problem.
I've said
he's got massive arms.
You and Bubba are the best in the business. There's nobody. It's not a more fun team to listen to than you and Bubba. Yeah,
I've had so much fun with
great him. Great chemistry, and Bubba's great. Bubba was a great baseball player, and he adds the perfect touch to your professionalism.
Well, what I love about Bubba, first of all, he's such a great baseball communicator.
Yeah,
he can break down anything with a 3-year-old or the most hardened major leaguer.
Yeah,
and I think this is why we get along well. I was comfortable in baseball clubhouses working for the Travs and the minor leagues for a long time, and there's just you got to learn how to give everybody crap. In the right way.
Yeah.
I think we do that.
What does he do for a living?
He's a baseball coach.
Okay.
He owns a practice facility up there.
Oh, okay.
He owns an organization called the Arkansas Prospects. He's a coach. And you can tell, by the way, like I said, he teaches baseball to kids of the age of 3 all the way up through their 20s.
Y'all have a great, great chemistry. What's going on the show today?
Oh, on the zone today, let's see, we got Big Joe Klein coming in, Michael Felder, we got some trades to talk about in the NFL, Dick Girardi coming by because we're going to talk about the Belmont Stakes, Ron Humphrey's going to let us know for Middleton Heat and Air what you need to do for your heating, for your cooling system for the summertime since it's going to be gross outside.
It's that time.
Birthday trivia, entertainment report, all the stuff we usually do on the zone. And then make fun of each other today. I think we're talking about our favorite fast food condiments.
Gotcha. Today's National Egg Day. How do you like your eggs?
Cooked.
Scrambled? Overlight?
Just make me eggs, man.
Egg whites? Oh, you don't care?
Eggs are the incredible edible egg, right?
You put anything on them?
Yeah, big fan of
the bowl. I can put salt. Just salt, little hot sauce.
Hot sauce?
You don't need to put too much.
Roger will be back in studio tomorrow. We're going to have Coach Cal, I think, on tomorrow.
Shut up!
He's on his way down here for the camp, so we'll talk with him. But we'll have Big Joe on tomorrow.
I think we're going to get
Ella McDowell or Camden Kozul to say goodbye to them.
Oh.
So they've 2 years of Camden.
He's the best.
Yeah, we've really been blessed to have him, and thanks to Ortho Arkansas for sponsoring him. Good job, Roger. Great job.
Good job with you, as always.
Same thing, Christian. Well done, as always. Let's go get our pictures done. Hey, thanks to everybody for listening. We can't do it without you. We appreciate you. Don't leave. Don't go anywhere. Zone's up next. Just give me a call. Don't stop me now. Have a good time. I don't want to stop at all. I'm a rocket ship on my way to Mars. Hit a home run with your next project at Natural State Wholesale, The Warehouse. 2011 North 2nd Street in Cabot. Knock it out of the park with unbeatable savings on building materials.